So for this visualization, it's really important that you're sitting down in a chair with both feet flat on the floor and your spine is straight. So just imagine a gossamer thread holding the top of your head to the ceiling. And just breathe in and out a few times, just to let the tension flow from your body. Now, all of our chakra points are both receivers as well as generators of thought forms, and receivers and generators of energy. And when you've activated your lower mind centers, the thought forms from the lower mind centers have more effect in the collective. And like all things, this can have a beneficial effect, but also it can have a detrimental effect. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're really excited about a new product or service. You're thinking about it as you're going about your day, where it's going to take you, all the doors it will open for you. And these thoughts will emanate out from your pineal gland into the superconsciousness, and of course get picked up by other people. And this is how things manifest. Ripples come out from us, they cause a disturbance in the collective, and the ripples come back. But let's say you're harboring some fears that this new product or service won't work. Then these thought forms come primarily from your gut mind, and they radiate out too. So you end up with the thought and the not thought both competing with each other, and as a result you can come off the rail somewhat. So let's say this new product or service actually gets out into the market. Have a think about the best thing that could possibly ever happen for you. And then think about the best thing that could ever happen to the people that might use it. And as a result of the people that are using it, what's the best thing that could happen for the planet as a whole? Have a think about that for a few seconds. And when you think of the ultimate thing that could happen, just store that for a while. We'll come back to it. So now have a think about all the wonderful things that could happen to this new product or service. These are all head-based thoughts. And bring all these thoughts down past your throat into your heart chakra and let them sit there. And now let your awareness float down to your gut mind, around your navel, 2 or 3 inches above and 2 or 3 inches below. And down there lurk all the thoughts that might derail you, all the fears, all the guilt, all the hurt, all the sadness, perhaps from when you've done this before and things didn't go so well. And collect all of those thoughts together into a ball and bring them up and let them join the thoughts from your head at your heart center. Now mix all of those thoughts together so they actually annul each other. So you end up with the thought that it might happen mixing in with the thought that it might not happen. So at the moment nothing is happening at all. And now, using the techniques you just learnt, activate your heart rate. Imagine a spiral going out into space, out into infinity. forwards and backwards from your heart center. And as you breathe in, it stores up energy, and as you breathe out, the spiral spins. It is powered by your breath. So just do a few in and out breaths just to power up your heart rate. And now what you do is on your heart rate, just put the ultimate thought you had from before about where your new product or service can not just take you, but the people that use it and the planet as a whole, and send that out into the universe. And all you have to do now is just wait for an hour or two, a day or two, and allow that thought to ripple out into the collective and bounce back to you. So we've taken two thoughts, merged them together, transmuted them, and sent out a third thought form. That's the two-mind transmutation, one of the most powerful alchemical techniques there is. Be careful and mindful and thoughtful about how you use this, because whatever thought you beam out using this technique will manifest. Go well and go easy.